Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Hot Wings or Steve, as the gentleman, with me, have you ever heard of the term boyfriend air?
Boyfriend air?
Yes.
No.
Kelly, had you ever heard of that term?
I saw this on TikTok the other day, yeah.
Is this relatable to you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Boyfriend
absolutely.
Air.
Okay. I mean, I know both of those words, but not together.
This is, I think it will make sense because I'm thinking back to some of the it depends on the age, but at a certain point, like Hot Wings, when we were roommates in college or whatever.
Yeah.
I think we probably would have had boyfriend air in our apartment. Here it is. Let's play this.
Spent a lot of time this past summer at my boyfriend's apartment in New York, and I remember taking a full body shower and the next morning waking up and being like, I feel so dirty. My hair was getting greasy like crazy. My skin was looking different. Like, everything. My makeup wasn't staying on right. I was like, what is going on? A few months ago, I started seeing all these TikToks about boyfriend air. Totally get it and can see why now. Like, it just makes sense. And I know it's a thing because it was only in his apartment that I would feel this way. When he'd come to me, it was fine.
Kelly, have you experienced that where you're
I feel greasier. Yeah. I feel greasier at Ross's house for sure.
Even as an adult, it happens.
Yeah. It wasn't just like anytime I stayed over at a guy's house, I feel like I always woke up a little greasier. It was always just a little dirtier.
Why?
Because it's always just a little dirtier over at a guy's house. Always. Even if they're, quote, clean. Like, no. There's just always filth in the air around you guys. Nasty.
You think that's the way for all women and all men? Because I think some women are pretty gross.
Well, some women are pretty gross, but I've never experienced, like, girlfriend air or anything like that.
Have you asked all of your past
lovers
if they've experienced girlfriend air?
No, I haven't. No, but when this girl said this, I know the feeling. I just wake up, I'm like, I'm a little oilier here. And even when I shower, like I showered, I'm at Ross's house all week because I got an Airbnb guest. And I just knew. I was like, I'm going to shower and it's going to hit different. It's just not the same.
But
I don't like it, actually. Now that I think about it, it's like putting a bad taste in my mouth.
If I'm Ross, this does not make me feel very good.
Were you using maple sap water?
No, I wasn't, but that stuff is sugar water.
I mean, it's very sugary.
See? Well, you are on city water, and he's probably got...
He's got great water out of his house.
Is it well water, hard water? Does he have a softener?
I don't know what it is.
Or do you just get buckets from the creek?
It tastes so good. I really don't know what it is. But I do. I feel this. And my makeup looks different when I leave there.
It seems to be fairly universal from women that that's a thing.
I know. It's just like the lighting's always bad at y'all's places. Not Hot Wings, actually. You got really nice lights, Hot Wings.
Well, of course he does.
Oh, here we go.
King Moon. Oh, yeah. Steve, you also have super nice lights at your house. Freebeer's got the dumb lights.
I'm at least 30% gay.
Everybody's a little gay, and I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, I think. I've always been neat and tidy when it comes to, like, that. Mm-hmm. If somebody's coming to my house, I always make sure, like, that part's clean.
Yeah.
Now, I think Freebeer and I think you're right. One of our apartments, we might have had that, but I would blame the apartment, not you and I.
That place was gross.
That place was just
gross.
Inherently a disgusting place. There was no air conditioning. It was, in the summer, 1 billion degrees in that place all the time. Now, so it was impossible to not have a general funk.
I think as a general rule of a civilized society, you don't just take a run at someone's lights and call them stupid and then act like nothing happened. Kelly, what makes my lights quote unquote stupid?
They're not even centered over the table.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that if I didn't make a big deal about how it got moved when I was gone one weekend.
I'm just saying it's not centered. And
so that's what would make your makeup
air.
Stupid at my house?
Bad air, bad hair.
Do you put your makeup on in the dining room?
No. But God knows you can't trust your bathroom. I mean, if you can't.
Have you even been in a bathroom there?
No, I haven't. It's okay. It's fine. I just want to talk smack. That's all I'm trying to do here. But the boyfriend air is real. I'm not lying about that. That's real.
Hot Wings, wait, which place? Are you talking about Concord?
No, but I would blame Concord for that, too.
Well, they were both places where they didn't replace the carpet.
Places.
So when you moved in after the carpet cleaning, there was still no fiber in the carpet. It was matted down like linoleum, even though it was carpet.
I mean, you're inheriting like generations of scumbags before you. So like, there's not a lot you can do in those situations. But I think, you know, when it's solely on me, I like to think that my place smells mostly like Downy. Because I love the smell of that, so I like smells. So,
yeah,
I try to keep it relatively fresh.
Are you saying air or air? A I R, not H E I R. That would be weird.
Oh yeah, I mean you want that air.
This text. It's the women's hormones. They get all worked up around men.
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah,
it's the same way dogs sweat with their paws.
You're leaving your own pheromones behind because you're just so horny.
Yep. You smell like Fritos when you leave. It's weird.
It's science.
Totally what I was thinking. It's weird, but it's science. It's what we have to live with.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.